Exclusive, Abe Hamada, Republican Attorneys General must go on offense against Soros-funded DAs. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on July 9, 2022. Abe Hamada, the Trump-backed Arizona Attorney General candidate, spoke to Breitbart News about the need for Republican AGs to go on offense against Soros-funded district attorneys. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle opened the interview with Hamada by discussing the significance of attorneys general races across the country. Hamada said races like his are important because state attorneys general need to go on offense now instead of playing defense. He pointed to the U.S. Supreme Court's recent decision to overturn Roe v. Wade as an example of conservatives in the legal field challenging assumptions of the status quo. He said, "But it's even more than just being the last line of defense. We're actually going to go on offense now." And President Trump really set the playing field with setting up appointing three conservative justices on the Supreme Court. Now look at us. I mean, we overturned Roe v. Wade, because we're challenging our assumptions of the status quo. Hamada mentioned that he received an endorsement from former President Donald Trump, in part, because of his pledge to prosecute the crimes of the 2020 election. Hamada said that Trump taught Republicans how to fight against the radical left Democrats. He said, "And, you know, President Trump told me, he said, 'Hey, don't forget about 2020. And I said, "Absolutely not, Mr. President. We're going to prosecute the crimes of 2020. I'm a former prosecutor, you prosecute crimes that occurred in the past. And, you know, we're still going after Hillary Clinton with the Durham probe for what she did to us in 2016. So this is where we have to start getting tough, because the Democrats, they're always playing to win while Republicans too often play nice, and that changes in President Trump. You know, he taught us how to fight." However, Hamada said the fight is no longer just against the federal government because the radical left has dominated and overtaken every aspect of our lives. "Now, we have to go after big tech, we have to go after some of the sports industry. So they're coming after us in ways that we've never expected," Hamada continued. "I mean, they're forcing critical race theory and gender confusion with our children. So, you know, this is where we have to get tough. And, you know, a line that I use, though, I'm a former army captain, an intelligence officer, and, you know, a line I always use is that we need an attorney general that's a little less attorney and more general," he added. Boyle pointed out that Democrat mega donor George Soros is trying to undermine law enforcement throughout the country by funding attorney general and district attorney candidates. Hamada spoke of the importance of fighting back against the Soros-funded prosecutors and attorneys general. "George Soros. He's a smart man. And he recognized that he's gonna put in place radical DAs and prosecutors across the country. And you know, this is where, if you look at our cities, they're turning into Gotham City so quickly," Hamada said. He also emphasized that attorneys general have the power to override local district attorneys. "But, you know, as attorney general, what we have to do is have the ability to go in and prosecute some of these cases that these George Soros prosecutors refuse to prosecute," he said. Hamada also praised San Francisco for voting to recall Soros-funded district attorney Chesa Boudin. "I mean, if you thought San Francisco recalled Chesa Boudin, and that's liberal San Francisco, and it was primarily led by first-generation Americans, Matt, I mean, it was a, you know, a lot of the Asian Americans are fed up with the rising crime," he said. Hamada again emphasized the need for Republican attorneys general to play offense against Soros and stand up for America First values. "But now we have to start reimagining of how we're going to take on George Soros, because I'm done playing defense. Matt, you know, we have to start going on offense against George Soros. I mean, he's pledged to put $160 million in the 2022 cycle. So this is where we're going to push back, and it first starts with electing good, strong America First candidates. We're actually going to stand up for our law enforcement officers," he said. He also criticized those Republicans who stood in solidarity with the leftists during the BLM era George Floyd riots. "Even Republicans were weak-kneed, when they're the ones also changing the profile photos to a black square, or, you know, standing in solidarity. So this is where we always have to realize what the left is doing," he said. "They're gaslighting us. So we have to always, you know, I've served overseas with the U.S. Army, and I always get thanked by military servicemen. But we need to be thanking our law enforcement officers for going to the streets of war every single day, he concluded. And they're doing that without the backing of the city council or the city mayors. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.